You ever have this Wi-Fi nightmare that you go somewhere and there's no Wi-Fi and you're like, what am I going to do with that Wi-Fi? I don't have a very good data plan. I'm going to use up all my data. You know, you just freak out. Like, it's like camping. It feels like going camping. So a friend of mine has a new house and I went there for the weekend just to, you know, help out, put stuff together, whatever. So now, I don't know if you know this, but now whenever you get a modem, a router, all that stuff, you do it all yourself. They just ship it to you and you do it all yourself.
Right.
Nobody comes to your house. There's no cable guys anymore.
Right.
Okay. So they ship all that stuff. I'm like, how hard could this be? You know, I've done it a million times. It's no big deal. So all you need to do is go find the coaxial cable. You know, that's the little round thing, the round plug.
Cable.
Yeah, the cable.
Right.
Because it still has to, it still has to plug into there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's two of them in the house that I can find. One of them is on one end of the house and so far away that the modem and the Wi-Fi only work in that room. It doesn't work in the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, there's got to be a more centrally located place for this. So I find one in the kitchen and I put it together and it's just not working. I had to call the cable company. They're like, oh, we have to send somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this sucks. Like, so we spent like 24 hours with no Wi-Fi, you know, and I'm like eating into my data and my data plan is pinging me. Like, do you want to spend another $20 a month for another gig of data? I'm like, whatever, fine. You know? So I'm walking the house, I'm looking around and I look in the living room and I look in the fireplace. There's a coaxial cable that the last tenant just shoved in the fireplace.
Is it a real fireplace or fake?
No, it's a real fireplace.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why would I think that you will have the coaxial cable in the fireplace? It doesn't make any sense.
Like, yeah.
And if you put it in the fireplace, when you sell the house, you say to the person, hey, by the way, might sound weird.
Wouldn't
but
build
the
a
coaxial
fire
cable.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Don't start a fire until you pull out the cable. So I see this cable and I pull it out of the fireplace. And it's going through the floor into the basement to a main coaxial cable. I was like, bing, this is the Wi-Fi I've been looking for this whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because when you don't have Wi-Fi, it's like, okay, so I downloaded some movies on Netflix and we're watching it. And my friend's like, oh, that actress, what else was she in? I'm like,
I'm not looking at it.
I don't have any more data. Hey, that pizza place nearby, do they deliver?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know the number. I don't know
Find
how to get in touch
book.
With them.
Yeah.
Is it going to rain tomorrow?
Yeah, I
can't tell you. Just you're going to have to look up at the clouds in the morning.
It's either you watch this movie or me look that up. You can't have both.
Right, exactly. So I figured out the next morning when I was like more awake, you know, and I was the hero of the day. Like, she went out, she bought more television sets and started like putting them up in all the rooms. And, you know, here's an Apple box. Plug this in. Do this. You know, suddenly I'm like a 13-year-old. You know, they're like really good at everything tech.
Right.
That was me. I was like the tech expert suddenly. Move. I got this.
Yeah, let me do this. So I bet the one in the kitchen was cut or not hooked up right. Because they do that sometimes.
So yeah, that's what happened.
They'll unhook that cord so you don't have that, so now you got to find another one. But yeah, that's weird that it's in the fireplace. That doesn't
but
seem
like,
right
yeah,
at all.
If you're gonna leave it in the fireplace, just leave a little note, you know, or say something at the closing of the house. Go, hey, by the way, excuse me, by the way, this is gonna sound really weird, but when you go to hook up your Wi-Fi, you know, the most important part of the house, like the thing, the only reason why you're at this house is so you can have Wi-Fi, it's in the fireplace. That might sound weird, but, you know, that's why I'm telling you. That's why I'm letting you know ahead of time.
Well, good thing you got it hooked up without having somebody come out. Because I would have been on the phone that minute going, no, you got to get somebody out here now. No, it'll be Monday. No. You got to do it now. I can't watch Netflix and look up who the actress is and get a pizza all at the same time. I can't do it. This is like I'm the Flintstones. You get out here right now.
That is verbatim the conversation we have with the cable people. They're like, yeah, sorry, not until Monday. Like, no, we're leaving Sunday. We need this now.
Yeah, no. What am I, Barney over here? No, get somebody here now and hook this up because I need Wi-Fi. It's 2020.
Isn't it crazy? But just think about that. I think I kind of had a panic attack on Friday night because I was running out of things to watch on my downloaded Netflix. And I was like, my Apple box isn't working. I can't get on my computer. Like I don't have Wi-Fi. I can't talk to the outside world. I might need some Valium. I mean, I was really starting to freak out, and it's like, who are we? I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not a victim of all this. Oh, the worst part, you'll love this. So I don't know if you know this. We went to Home Depot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am Miss Apple Pay. I don't carry a wallet anymore. I only have my phone. If you don't have Apple Pay, I don't shop at your store.
Yeah, not many people do, though.
Well, everybody does. It's amazing. Like all the big chains, certainly. I go to Home Depot to buy some stuff, and I do the self-checkout, and I pull up my Apple Pay, and I'm clicking it on the thing. I'm putting it on the thing, and it doesn't seem to be working for some reason. So a woman who works there walks over. She's like, are you having some difficulty, dear?
I love them. Yeah.
I was like, do you have Apple Pay? Like, no, the difficulty's on your end. Like, why isn't the Apple Pay working? Oh, we don't have Apple Pay.
Yeah, I don't know any store.
Home Depot.
I don't know any store that has Apple Pay. I think I've ran into one my whole life. Not many stores here have it at all. They don't know what it is.
Every single store. I went to my local deli and I was like, maybe I have some cash on me. And they're like, don't you have Apple Pay? I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. Like my little tiny local deli was like, pay with Apple Pay.
Yeah, I've never seen it but one place.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You would think a big chain. Come on, a big chain in the Northeast.
I've never seen it at Home Depot. And I go to Home Depot and Lowe's all the time. I've never seen it there.
But that's my point. Like, if they want my business, they need to step up their game.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. So I had to call somebody. I was like, hi, do you have a credit card I can borrow?
How do I get money?
I know. It's so funny. I remember when I was in grad school, I worked on this study where they were asking young kids how to write a check. And most of them didn't know. And I was like, of course they don't know. Like, why would a kid know how to write a check?
Right.
Like, who has a checkbook?
Yeah.
That's going to be obsolete soon. Like, they're going to look at a checkbook and be like, I don't know, is this like a sketch pad? What do you do here?
Yeah.
Is this an adult coloring book? How does this work?
I don't like writing checks, and I never do write checks. And even when I did write a check, I know I did it wrong. So I just don't bother doing it. But it's funny now that you're talking about Wi-Fi, because we're getting, it's almost 2021. We really shouldn't have Wi-Fi anymore. It should all be 5G or whatever on your phone that you get it like this, because now I got a new phone and it's got it's got 5G. And 5G is amazing how fast it is.
Yeah, but it's going to be the same thing as Apple Pay, where 5G isn't going to work everywhere, right?
It works in the boondocks here.
Serious?
Seriously. Near cows, I can get 5G. And it's so fast, it's not even funny.
They haven't rolled out 5G all over the country yet. That's the problem.
Right.
It's only in some places.
Okay, but the places that you're at have 5G. You live in the biggest city in the world. I guarantee it's got 5G. Because
I don't know.
Because Cowpens, South Carolina, has 5G. If Cowpens has 5G.
No, they're testing it out with you guys to make sure everybody likes it and that it works. And then they'll bring it to the city.
And Cowpens, now I'm pretty sure they have it in Brooklyn. if they have it in Cowpens.
What are you talking about? You guys don't have Apple Pay.
Okay, but we have 5G.
Does that make any sense to you? It makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense to me. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm saying...
You can't have 5G and no Apple Pay.
I'm saying we should be there. You shouldn't have to run around the house looking for Wi-Fi. It's 2021. You should have it fast as hell on your phone, and it should be there instantly.
Right. That's true, but that's not the case.
And it is, and the new 5G is crazy fast.